Tuned up in the spirit as we listen to a message today. God said I should share this with the brethren. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this is a verse that we all know. These are verses from the Bible that we all know. We're all very familiar with them. But I want us to look deeper into this thing today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because we see that certain things actually are hindering some of our lives here. Praise God. Amen. Now, it says, this is the words of Jesus. Jesus had a book delivered to him, the book of the prophet Isaiah, which is Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the mandate of Jesus to mankind. Praise God.
Amen.
And that mandate remains today, even the same way Jesus opened the book and looked. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The same way Jesus opened the book and, you know, spoke these words, is the same way the books are being opened today in your heart. And we have the Spirit of God lodging us, doing this same work. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And also, in another dimension, the book of Obadiah speaks about saviors. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Saviors coming from Mount Zion. Saviors going forth from Mount Zion. Saviors, many saviors out of Zion. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now you can see that those who are saviors, who are going to become, who are actually saviors of the world, are those who have actually allowed this process of healing take place in their heart. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because this same work is the same work you are going to do again and again to people that the Lord is going to lead you to in your lifetime. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I want us to understand that we might be few here, but you know, to this congregation, at least two to three people every week is added to the group on YouTube. New people are being added. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the word is being, you know, propagated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is promoting the word. Praise God. You see, God has a way of doing things. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So you see, I want us to understand something. You know, you can see that Jesus was sent to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And to bring deliverance to the captives and the recovery of the sight, you know, to those who are blind, and to do what? To set at liberty them that are bruised. Do you know that many of us today are hurting?
Yes.
Many of us today are bruised. Many of us today are wounded. At times you wonder about the behavioral pattern of people as you come across people all the days of your life. But even brethren, people that are close to you, that suddenly turn and do things that surprise you. Praise God. Even your brother, people that you grew up with, people that you loved with all your heart, you see changes in behavioral patterns that surprise you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see somebody that was, you know, very good, grew up well, suddenly become a drug addict. You see somebody who had everything in life suddenly become a thief. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see people who just become depressed and commit suicide. I remember at Eni, at Ajib, Eni, at Sandonota, I had a contract there for some time, and somebody, a tall man, very handsome, a professional career guy, things were going well for him. He was doing very well. These are people that were going for the managerial post. Suddenly one morning, I saw people whispering all over the corridor, and I went, what happened? They said, that brother, that tall man, an Italian man, he just committed suicide. And I was wondering, what will make such a man commit suicide? Everything was going well for him. A young man who was on the path to become a manager. But he was always in meetings, he was doing very well. So I wondered, what can make a man like that commit suicide? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He was hurt.
Yes.
He was wounded. Praise God. He was bruised. Praise God. I remember a pastor years ago, very famous, Jimmy Swaggart. I wouldn't mention the name if it is not all over the media already. Who had problems. He would come on stage and he would curse the devil and he would spit fire on hell. Everybody would go to hell, and at the end of the day they caught him, you know, with a prostitute. You know? And I thank God he recovered himself, he's now preaching. But you see, it was easy. The whole world pounced on him. Everybody pounced on him and said, look at him, you know. But there was something that must have pushed that pastor to have fallen so low. It's something that is in him, a hurt, a pain. Some people here might not know it. Something happened to you when you were a child. You were molested as a child. Praise God. Something happened along the line. Maybe your father, your mother, your brother did something to you. Your classmates did something to you. Your partners did something to you. And these things have been lodged in you unconsciously.
Yes.
You're not aware of it. Praise God. You're not aware of these things, and these things is taking you round the very endless path of destruction. You know, the human person, the human is very, very fragile, very weak. Man is very, very, very weak. Praise God. It's like a crystal glass that, you know, that breaks easily. And when the glass breaks, you know, anybody that comes to hold that glass and is not careful will get wounded also. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, the hurt of somebody can propagate itself to cause a war years later.
Yes.
The wars of the hurt of somebody can cause a church to split. You know that? The hurts of people can cause damages to generations untold. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, as long as you are hurt, you cannot see the good of the land. Because where you have pain and sorrow, now pain and sorrow talks about the hurt of the emotion. Where you have those things, God is not there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the gospel, the good news is here to set you free from that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He wants to set you free. People are prisoners to these hurts. Prisoners to hurtful memories. Unconsciously, they are in prison houses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A brother and a sister years ago, you know, where we were staying, and you know, the man was almost committing suicide. He did something when the wife was not around, and when the wife came back ahead, she really gave him hell, you know. Praise God. And you know, the Bible says already that, you know, it's better to stay on a rooftop than in the same house with a woman that is angry. Praise God. He almost committed suicide. He almost just took the car one time and just entered the ditch with the family. So when I was talking to the wife was telling me that she's trying her best to forgive him, but she doesn't know how to. She's a prisoner to the hurt. Hallelujah. Many people are still prisoner to hurts. Hallelujah. And this thing is affecting your life. Praise God. But I say God wants to deliver you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's teaching us a way to get out of these hurts, out of these pains. The psalmist says that my soul, you know, has been delivered from the snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. The snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. The soul is like a bird that is trapped in a cage. The cage is your emotions. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says that those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall be delivered from the snare of the fowler. Praise God. You see, even the preachers, the best Bible scholars, many of them have these hurts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Many of them have this pain. Samuel, come and cover this thing. Cover the light. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Many of them have these hurts and all these pains in them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God is teaching us today how to get out. Amen.
Amen.
I just want us to know that it comes in stages. How do you get your healing? It comes in stages. That is why I always say something. That, you know, mind how you hear, brethren. Praise God. The first step to receiving your healing is to receive the gospel from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, the gospel is not if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you will go to hell. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The gospel is not Jesus is coming in the sky and, you know, he will take you away and all that kind of stuff. That's not the gospel. The good tidings is not what you've heard in old time religion. The good tidings of the gospel, hallelujah,
amen,
is what we have to listen to, brethren. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unfortunately, the good tidings is like an offense to many people. You know that? At times when it comes, it offends people. Because why? It knocks out what they thought was the truth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But he says what? That he has come to preach the gospel to the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. To receive this thing, you have to become poor in spirit. See, it's a state where you are able to humbly receive. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Where you are ready to sit down, spiritually speaking, at the feet of the master to receive from the master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is it. To receive this preaching, to receive this word is what will bring you out of that prison house. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul defines this gospel in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Can you turn there fast? Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. What is the gospel of our Lord Jesus? The good news, the glad tidings. The good news from God to humanity. Hallelujah. Look at it. It says, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the knowledge of God should shine upon them. What is the gospel? It is the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ unveiling to you the image of God. See, if you go down these verses, it says that that treasure is in earthen vessels. That treasure is where?
In vessels.
This is your vessel. It is in earthen vessels. If you go down, that treasure is in earthen vessels. That one who is the image of God is where?
Is
in you. Hallelujah. This is the treasure. This is the good news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this good news, this what I just said, is just like a seed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when that seed is planted on good soil, it grows forth and blossoms and blooms. Praise God. The Bible says it's a small, like a synapis, you know, which is a very small seed, tiny seed. But when it grows, it becomes mightier than every other tree. Praise God. And it remains firm. Praise God. These are the trees that remain for eternity. They don't die. Have you seen of trees? Have you heard of trees that go on for 1,000 years?
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you go to Ghana, the Aburi Gardens in Ghana. You have any Ghanaian? Have you been to Aburi Gardens? Okay, you see those trees there, those beautiful trees. Some of them there are hundreds and thousands. You see big, massive trees. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are the plantings of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you see, first of all, we have to, with humility, receive this message. Hallelujah. Let this thing resonate in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because along with this comes forth a remembrance of something that we lost, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You see, Jesus Christ gave a parable of the end of time when he separates the sheep from the goat. The sheep from the goat. Hallelujah. You know, these are things that happen spontaneously in everyday life. The scripture is not something that is, you know, fulfilled tomorrow. It's fulfilled today. Right now, some people are receiving the gospel and are being transported to the right hand of God consciously.
Amen.
While some people are not receiving, are being deceived by the God of this world and are shifted again and again to the left side. The right hand of God speaks about the place of pleasures. It speaks about the place of the blessing. Praise God. It speaks about the place of God's power. It speaks about the place of God's unlimited blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
While the left hand speaks about death. That is where the goats are. It speaks about the realm where people are separated from God. What is the opposite of joy?
Sadness,
sorrow of heart, brokenheartedness, pain. That is everything on the left. That is where the goats go. Hallelujah. These things are happening every day. You see, but the characteristics of a sheep and a goat. Do you know the difference between a sheep and a goat? The sheep hears the master. The sheep is obedient to the voice of the master. But the goats are always rebellious. Amen.
Amen.
Ewu. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have a flock of goats, you have to struggle to put them in order to follow you. But the sheep, you just have to whisper. They know their master and they obediently follow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I don't want to go into different attitudes of goats. Do you know a goat, a kidney of a goat can copulate the mother? You know what is copulate? And you can't use that language for animals. Sleep. To have sex.
To sleep with the mother.
Yes.
Have sex.
Amen. Have you seen a baby goat having sex with the mother? But you cannot see that in the life of sheep. So you see, gods are devils. He talks about the carnal realm, those who live by the carnal realm and the carnal understanding. Praise God. And these ones are the ones that are constantly on the left. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ made a statement. He says, I was in the prison house. You visited me. I was naked. You clothed me. I was hungry. You fed me. I was a stranger. You took me in. You know, when people hear these things, what they do is they take up their baggage and they go to Africa to preach the gospel. What people do now is to go out probably in the central station and to preach the gospel and to give clothes, use clothes to the poor people. I tell you, I've given my clothes to a poor person before, and the person threw it back at me. You better be careful when you do that. Not all those people that look poor are poor, I can tell you. Some of them are more arrogant than you. I gave a panino once to somebody that was begging. A sandwich, very expensive sandwich, and the person threw it back at my face. You know, you don't know what you see in this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, when Jesus Christ gave that parable about the sheep and the goats, I was in the prison house. First of all, it starts off with you. It is the you that is in the prison house. It is you that is naked in your humanity. It is you that is hungry. It is you that is destitute. That you are the one that is trapped with your pains, with your memories, with your human beliefs. You are now trapped in a place that you don't know how to come out of. But God wants that you allow the Christ minister to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know how you can feed that one that is hungry within you? How to clothe that one that is naked within you? Is by taking heed to the word again. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, this is the work we are called to do as Christians. You see, God adds to the numbers. You don't have to fatigue too much. You know, you see the sister that came last week?
Yes.
Did I go and look for her?
No way.
And there's another one coming. You will see him very soon. I don't go to look for them. You see, when Jesus was seated at a position, the Bible says they brought people. The sick were brought to Jesus. Who do you think were carrying them to? It's the angels. That's a move of the spirit that you cannot understand with your mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've seen people, elderly people of 70 years, 80 something years. There are some friends I have in Chicago. They are twins, elderly women. Praise God. And these ones, before I put a message, before it's loaded, they've already, you know, they've seen it already. They are there constantly. Praise God. They are the ones that distribute my books for the books in America for me. Praise God. We have them dispersed all over the world. See, so you see, we should use our energy to allow the word of God to work in us by taking heed to the word of God. Take heed to the word of God. As you take heed to the word of God, that one that is in prison house, the I was in the prison house, is the Christ in you. I was hungry. You fed me. I was naked. You clothed me. You know, that clothing he speaks about is the covering of the Alpha and the Omega. You know, the Bible says the Alpha and the Omega had a clothing, a white garment that reached up to the feet. That means he was completely covered. What happened to Adam when he transgressed?
He feel naked.
Yes, he said, I'm naked. But now, if we can keep, you know, discipline ourselves to listen again, you can become clothed once more in consciousness.
Amen.
And you can come out of the prison house of this pain and the hurts and the sorrow and these things that are giving you a merry-go-round every day of your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some of us are so hot that what you want to do is to transfer the hot to other people. Unknowingly. You feel that, you know, somebody, you are neglected. Isn't it? At times you feel nobody loves you, is it? Nobody cares for you, isn't it?
Yes.
That everybody treats me like if I'm nobody. And this hurt and pain causes a reaction in you that goes on and on and on and on and again. Now when you pass that reaction to another brother, he passes to another brother, he passes to another brother, before you know it, the church is over, it's finished.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Turn quickly to the book of Revelation. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus made a statement, in your patience, possess your
possession.
No, your soul. In your patience, possess your soul. You see, there's a work for you to do. In your patience, possess your soul. Because the soul had been in the prison house, trapped in sin consciousness, poverty consciousness, trapped in the flesh. But in your patience, work out your salvation with fear and it is a precious thing, brethren, your salvation. The salvation of your soul. What we are doing here takes us beyond eternity. Anybody that can be allow the soul be led out of the miry clay back into its place in Christ will never die.
Amen.
You can drop the body. Amen.
Amen.
I can lay down my body, but I cannot die because I am awake. It's only the dead that die. Those that are alive don't die. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why Jesus Christ says, let the dead bury the dead. It's only dead people that believe in the dead. If you believe in the dead, that means you have not understood that you have been from eternity. You have not understood that you are in Christ. You have not understood that you are among the morning stars in the beginning. You have not understood that you are the one that sits on the throne. Somebody say, but what do you mean, Pastor? Me. We're seeing the mystery of God now, that God is a God of plurality. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These are the things that we preach here that people don't understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we have to listen once more.
Amen.
Amen. See the solution. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, I'm going to start from verse 17. This is the word of the Spirit to the church. This is the seventh message to the church. Hallelujah. How many of us know that we are the church? Hallelujah. We are the
church.
Even the people out there on the streets are the
church.
But the difference is that you are awakening to the reality that you are the church. While the man outside is still in darkness. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Now, if you do not know this, you are like the branch that has been cut off from a tree. And it withers and it dies. But today, we are being grafted back into the branch by the revelation of Christ. This is the good news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you happy?
Yes.
Amen. You don't have to die. You don't have to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have to die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says here that not all that stand here shall die.
Hallelujah.
That place that it says is holy ground. Not all that stand on this holy ground upon Mount Zion shall die.
Yes.
Isn't it good news?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the things that the pharaohs, the kings, the pharaohs sought for, they couldn't find. Do you know, Steve, the big men, the ancients, rich people, look for this thing, they couldn't find it. But today, we have it free of
charge.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The book of Revelation chapter 3, I'm going to start from verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked. Now, you see, you can see those words there. Poor. Naked. Blind. Miserable. I was hungry. He did not give me food to eat. I was
naked.
I had no clothes. That means I was poor, naked, miserable, wretched, and you did nothing.
Abandoned.
He's talking about yourself.
Yes.
You see, when we read the Bible, it's very easy to think of another person.
Yes.
We always want to save other people.
Very
you want to save about everybody, isn't it? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what Jesus said? He says that hypocrites, you comb the earth and the sea looking for people to preach to and to convert.
You have to convert yourself.
Yeah, you convert yourself. When you have converted yourself, people will see the light in you and they will come. They will
come.
Do you know that in my office, I didn't know that all those people they watch the videos and they see everything I'm doing. Eh? One day I used a very bad word in the office, a parolacha in the office, and they all said, "Man, you know me as Petava, that thing." I was like shocked. So this they watch me. You know, a parolacha. I used the bad language. You know.
Bad word.
I don't want to say it here, otherwise the church will end. I said that bad word in the office, and everybody thought that they never expected that from you. From you, pastor. So I said, so you people knew I'm a pastor. The world is watching you, you know that? They are watching you. Hallelujah. Because they are looking for an example. They are looking for the light. So you better not disappoint them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So, I'm going to go to verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. White raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, he spoke about, he says to the recovering of the sight of the blind. You remember it? When Jesus opened the book, he said the recovering of the sight of the blind.
Yes.
It all goes hand in hand with healing. You know what the eyes are, spiritually speaking? It's about the eyes of your understanding. The eyes of your... So what you can now see with the eyes of your understanding, that means you have now understood.
Amen.
And when you have understood, you have now believed and you are saved. You know the blind man that Jesus Christ healed on the Sabbath? He spat on the earth, made mud, you know, an ointment. That's the anointing, the ointment. He spat on the sand and he anointed the eyes of the blind man, and the man came seeing.
Hallelujah.
That man is you and I. We were once blinded by the God of this age. And you know, judgment has come into this world. If you say that you see, when this message is coming and you reject it, you will remain in your blindness. You see, God does not judge anybody, but he says that since you say you see and you reject the truth, you remain in your blindness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that somebody can get a physical healing here to see with the eyes, but yet is still blind?
Yes.
The miracles of Jesus are spiritual. the lepers being healed, the dead being raised. These are spiritual, they are parables. Praise God.
Amen.
Of course, you might want comfort in your body if you have a sickness. You know somebody like Bobby that was born with a problem? Do you know that people like this can be more better, more healed, more well than somebody that you see walking on it? When you go in the spirit and you see things upside down, you'll be upside down, you'll be seeing strange things and hearing strange things. You can see somebody walking here with you know, crippled, and he's more enlightened.
Yes.
He's more alive than the one who thinks he's well.
Yes.
Somebody can die even at the age of 30, and he has achieved much more than the person who lives up to 100.
Amen.
When you walk in the street, you see everything upside down, and you'll be sorry for men. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, somebody came in the other day and he told me that he wants that you prepare and fast so there will be miracles in your church so that people come. You know him now. That tall. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
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 We desire healing. We desire miracles. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we have seen them. They do come.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes,
and the rest will be added.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The eyesight, when the eyes see, the recovering of the eyesight, recovering, as the gospel comes forth, you now begin to see the true picture. And when you see, you are healed.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Go down to verse 3, verse 20. Or let's start from verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. See, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. And will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, it states clearly how you can receive your healing. How you can recover from your blindness. How you can, you know, come out of the prison houses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How your riches in glory can be restored. How the nakedness, sin consciousness, sense of unworthiness, inferiority complex. All those things, God is teaching you today how you can overcome them. It is by allowing the Lord enter in to sup with you. You have to sit down at the table and eat with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening? We have to allow the Lord enter in and have communion in this house. That is how you are healed. That is how you are recovered. It's all about hearing the word of truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. He gave me communion. Isn't it? They were in a room, in an upper room, and he gave them the bread, and he said, do this in remembrance of me. This is pure bread. Bread without yeast. Yeast speaks about your mixed doctrines of men. Men believes lies of men. Human doctrines. Family doctrines. Traditional doctrines of men. All these things, he gives you the word of truth. Hallelujah. And when you eat of that, you come out of your prison heart of pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he says that, do this in remembrance of me. Remembrance of Christ. If you can remember the Christ that I am, the divine that I am, if you can remember, you can overcome your hurt and you can be empowered to forgive those that have hurt and bruised you over the years. Because when you are waking up, you begin to discover that the people themselves that hurt you were hurt themselves. It's a chain, it's a circle. It goes on and on. And it takes only the Son of God to break that circle. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your father did this thing that he did to you because he too was hurt, he too was bruised. My father was so strict. He was so strict and he was so that as I feared him at the end of days, I was so scared of him. But I discovered later that, you know, their childhood too was very tough. That they were really poor, poverty, so he never wanted us to suffer. You see, so he was pushed by that experience. You know, one of my uncles was telling me how before they go to school, they were all the children, they would line them up. And at times they didn't even have enough money to give some of them. How some of them used to weep before when they are going to school. And all those hurts followed after them. You know, the embarrassment, the hurt that they didn't, sometimes they didn't have shoes to go to class with. They didn't have shoes, they didn't have sandals. When their classmates, some of them had sandals. So those hurts were there, those bruises were there. And you know, when they had children, when my father and the rest had children, they were very harsh because they didn't want them to go astray and to suffer. They didn't want them to go through what they went through. Praise God. So there are many, many things, and it goes, it's like a chain. It keeps going, propagating, but it takes the Son of God to break it.
Amen.
Do you know that you can preach to your dead father? Do you know that you can preach to your dead mother? To your dead son? To your dead daughter? Some people have not still overcome the fact that a brother, a child or something died some years ago. Some have not overcome the fact that somebody was born not well and all that kind of stuff. Look, listen. If you begin to remember the Christ that I am, you will know nobody can die.
Amen.
He will heal you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This realm that we live in is constantly changing. Everything is changing. Somebody that you see that is vibrant today, filled with vitality, go and see the person tomorrow, you might be shocked. Things are changing every day. The gray hair are coming. But today we are building our house on the rock where things don't change.
Amen.
Do this in remembrance of me, of Christ. This is the recovery. Praise God. Oh God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And those that overcome, he says, I will grant them to sit with me on my throne. You know, the throne of God, when we imagine a throne, we think that the throne of God is for you to command people and to rule over people and to do this and to command. You know, no. The power of God enables you, empowers you to love. It empowers you to give. It empowers you to live above the hearts of humanity. You know, when somebody imagines the throne of God, all he thinks of is how he will, hey, I have all the authority. Hey, you come here. You come here. You do this. You want to control people. Listen to me. When God, if you look at Genesis chapter 1, it says God gave him power over everything that creeps on the floor, that does this, but God never gave man power over another man. We should learn to worship and serve one another.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If a pastor or somebody has to officiate here, it's because of the order of the system that we live in. So that there'll be order, not because pastor and he fall for heaven. Somebody said, I will meet this man after church today. But if you try, but God will fight for me. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To sit on the throne empowers you to love, to be forgiving. That is more power. When you have the power to love and to forgive, it's higher than any other thing. Everybody can react and, react. You know that? I can hit that brother out there, and normally what you expect is that he will. It's normal. But if you hit me, and I say, I love you, brother, that's when everybody will say, what? Who is this?
Exactly. Well done.
Amen. Praise God. So we must learn to serve and love one another, brethren. Amen. God is teaching us today how we can be healed. When Job was having his problem, hallelujah, attentive, brethren. When Job was having his problem, hallelujah, what did God do to Job? You know, Job is a parable of every man here. Somebody say, but you don't know what I've been through, Pastor. Well, you better ask Job too what he went through. You know, everybody likes to talk about his own story.
Yes.
That you don't know. Nobody knows the problem. There's a song. Nobody knows the problem I've seen. Everybody thinks that his own problem is the ego. The ego even boasts that you don't know what I've seen. You've not seen nothing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, I've not been without a job. I'm not. You've not seen nothing. When Job was having his problem, you know how God solved the problem? The Bible says God spoke out of a whirlwind. That's the Holy Ghost. Remember Pentecost? The same thing that God told Job is what he's telling you today. He says, Job, you that think you are rich, you that think you know, Where were you? When the morning stars and the sons of God, before the foundation of the world, where were you? That is a key that God was giving him. Today you have that key.
Amen.
Because if you can remember that you are the morning stars of God, if you can remember that you are the sons of God, if you can remember that in union with God, in God, that you are the creators of the universe,
hallelujah,
you will never feel inferior again. Amen.
Amen.
You will look, listen, in this world, if I drive a Mercedes and you ride a bicycle, that's in this world. It does not If you are spiritually alert, it does not make you different. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's the system of this
world.
Not everybody can have a Mercedes Benz. So you don't need to be angry. It does not matter. But if you have known what Christ is and yourself in Christ, you go above all these things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you will discover that the one who has the Mercedes camp will probably need you more than you need him. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus did not have a donkey of his own. You know that? Did he have a donkey?
No.
He had to borrow a donkey. He didn't have anything material in this world. But yet, generals with legions of armies, people went to him for assistance. You know, Jesus would have asked them, look, before I will heal you, I want this thing. And they would have gladly given it to him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is how it works. I want us to understand that God is not, you see, we are above material things. Hallelujah. And we must grow in this knowledge. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It does not mean that if you have the power, you don't acquire. But what I'm trying to say, let be rightly related to God and his kingdom. Get acquainted once more to God and God's kingdom. And your hurts and your pains will pass away.
Amen.
Amen. If your husband don't, if your husband leave you, and the second one leave you, and the third one leave you, you can overcome all these things by letting the Spirit of God touch you, speak to you.
Amen.
If he speaks to you, they will see the light in you and come and bow at your feet. It is written here in the Bible that because you have kept my word, the word of my patience, they will come and bow at your feet.
Amen. That was the truth.
Praise God. Don't let anything weigh you down. Hallelujah. Free yourselves from this hurt, from these pains. Praise God. And you will discover that your relationship with people will improve. Amen. Because
Amen.
You are having bad time with people because you are remembering the past. It's there unconsciously. You don't know. It has affected you. It has become part of you. And everywhere you go is a problem. People are looking down on me. People are talking against me. People don't like me. People do this. You are loved. You are beloved of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we stand up? Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. To heal the brokenhearted. To deliver those that are captive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To cause the recovery of the sight of the blind. To set at liberty those that are bruised. To proclaim the acceptable year. The acceptable day. The acceptable realm of God.
Amen.
This is the day of the Lord, brethren.
Amen.
The time has come to walk in the light as he is in the light. The time has come to change gear. Not just only hearers, but doers of the word. There is great reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, cause us to drink of the streams of living water.
Amen.
The streams of gladness.
Amen.
Cause your people to experience this blessed land. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The brokenhearted are healed.
Amen.
Let the Lord apply the balm of Gilead
Hallelujah.
To your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No matter how many pieces the heart has been broken into, God can put it back together again.
Amen.
There is a saying that Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. But we reject that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That is not our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have the divine hand of God. And Humpty Dumpty is back together again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Reigning in glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.